वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् षड्विकारवतां वेता निर्विकारोऽहमन्यता तद्विकार अनुसन्धानम् सर्वथा नावकल्पते 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 Yeah, so we'll be entering into the next topic. The next topic is about Brahman. The Sakshi Bhavam is now done. Concluded by saying that Tat Sakshinah Katam Mesyur Nitya Jnanasya Detrayah. So these three avastas, I'm just a Sakshi of these three avastas. These three avastas don't affect me at all. So now comes to the nature of Brahman. So Brahman is defined or described in the scriptures as without any vikaram. Brahman is nirvikaram. Vikaram means modification or change. Brahman is said to be nirvikaram. So the next thing that Lakshmidhara undertakes is trying to prove that I am nirvikara Brahman, one with nirvikara Brahman. So, like whatever has been accomplished till now is that there are two entities here, so as explained earlier. Aham asmi sada avami kadachit naham apriyah. So, when there are two entities, the way to prove that both are one and the same, you have to equate their nature. So, nature was like explained first itself. Aham asmi sada avami asachidanandam. And the next comes with respect to the world. From a worldly perspective, what are the qualities of Brahman? So Brahman doesn't have any qualities, but still it can give tadastha lakshanam like Sakshi and all of the stuff. Like it's Brahman is unaffected, Brahman cannot be killed, Brahman cannot be wet, dried, and all those are negative ways. So there are two ways that the Shastras speak about the truth. So one is a positive way and one is a negative way. So the positive way is like by speaking about Brahman's very nature, which is Sachidananda, and the negative is through the neti or in a way differentiating Brahman from everything else. Vijnataram kena vidyat shatam vedyeta sadhanam. So the Shastras like in many places say that Brahman cannot be known. Brahman cannot be known through any means. So like manovacha magochara and the yato vacho nivartante. So there are many places where the Shastras say that Brahman cannot be known through any means. So this is a negative way. So neti prakriya. So neti way of explaining something. So there are two examples given by Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and Ramana Maharshi regarding both neti as well as asserting oneself to be Brahman of the nature of Satchidananda. So Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, so a thief gets into a house, so he wants to steal something, but when he gets into the house, there is no light. So there is no light, and he cannot put any light because people will wake up. So what he does is, like, he touches objects. So he touches them and then says, not this, I don't want this, not this. So, or like we can think that, like, it's the house owner, like he's sleeping in the house and then he wants to find his specs. So there is no light nearby and he's very sleepy. So he wants to just put his specs or like look at the time. So he touches things. So when he touches something, like he says things, oh, is this the one? No. Is this? No. And like he negates everything, and finally when he comes to the real entity, he says, yeah, yes, this is. So that yes, this is like in Shushup experience, or what Vidyaranya calls as Aparokshanubhavam. It's not something which is experienced the same way as we experience objects. Oh, this is something, like we can't say that. We can't say that with respect to Brahman or Truth or the Atman, that this is it. We cannot say, like, because Brahman is beyond idam. Brahman cannot be called as ashakyo hi anidam rupa sa atma bhadavarjitaha. Again, Vidyaranya. So, you cannot speak about Brahman as idam. So, that's why the Keno Upanishad says that tadeva brahmatvam vidhi na idam yadidam upasate. Know that to be Brahman, which is beyond the mind, which cannot be objectified by the mind, by the indriyas, by words, by anything at all. And like that is Brahman. If somebody says this is Brahman, do not accept it, because Brahman is beyond all objectification. So that is what, so they are like, when the thieves or the house owner says this is the object, we can't come like that. Like when we negate, their negation is just like a few objects, few other objects are not negated. So with respect to spirituality in Vedanta, everything is negated and whatever remains behind is the negator. So Ramana Maharshi says that, like, once Sita was being tested, so like hundreds of Brahmas were standing in a line and Sita had to identify the right Brahma or the real Brahma. So like when she, it's like a witness trying to identify, or parade, like it's not parade, identification parade, like when the witness tries to find out like who is the thief. So people are standing, like 100 Ramas are standing. She goes and looks at one Rama and says, no, no. So that is neti. She negates the unreal Rama. And when it comes to the real Rama, she just bends, bows down, because she cannot say the name. So in that case, she cannot say the name because it is her husband. But in this case, in Vedanta, like you cannot say, because whatever is seen is the entity. So you cannot point at yourself. You cannot say like at yourself, or say that I am my own witness. You cannot say that. Nobody can be a witness of himself. So that is neti and positive. Of course, there are differences in opinion as to which is bigger, which is better. So both are essential, both are required. Again, mithya means negating the world, it is neti, whereas Brahma Satyam means asserting Brahman through Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha. So like assertion, like we have to assert Brahman. So if we have to assert that our nature is Brahman, one with Brahman, we have to equate the nature. So nature is already done. So whatever is remaining is with respect to the world, what Brahman might be, or what Brahman is with respect to the world. So that may not be a true nature. So though we say Brahman is Nirgunam, Nirvikaram, etc. Nirgunam, Nirvikaram and all are with respect to the world. So remove Vikaram, then where is Nirvikaram? There is no Nirvikaram. So that's why the Shastras always tell us to go beyond duality. So this, all these way of saying, okay, this is not Brahman, have Vairagyam. Vairagyam is to be had before gaining knowledge. Once a person gains knowledge, everything is Brahman. So there is nothing apart from Brahman. So how can we say like Gunam, Nirgunam? சர்வேந்திரிய குணாபாசம் சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசத்தம் சர்வபிரச்சை குணம் குணபோக்திருச்ச. கீதா இந்த 13th சாப்டர் கிருஷ்ணா கிவ்ஸ் contradicting qualities of Brahman. So he says sarveindriya gunabhasam, sarveindriya gunabhasam, that which gives all these gunas abhasam, it gives it a light. Sarveindriya vivarjitam, but it itself is devoid of this indriya gunas or indriyas and their nature. Asaktam, it is unattached. Sarvabhrachaiva, it is asaktam, but still it holds everything. So, kind of contradicting, like it holds everything but it is unaffected. Something is holding, like it should be, like why is it holding? Like all those questions will come. Nirgunam, it is nirgunam guna boktra cha, it is nirgunam but still guna boktra, it is guna bhartra, which means that it holds the gunas. So in the 9th chapter Krishna gives such diverse, like our contradicting nature, which we can find even in Ishavasi Upanishad. So this guna and nirguna, gunam is there, nirgunam also will be there. Nirgunam is there, sagunam immediately will be there. So this way of negation, like negation, is only to move our attention or divert our attention from the wrong entity to the right entity. So we are focused on the world. So we have to move from the world to Brahman. So that is why this neti neti pratyaya is undertaken. So Brahman by nature is Sachidanandam, which is what Lakshmidara says at the starting of the work, which is what he will say at the end of the work by saying Brahman is akandam, it is like indivisible, it alone is there. In between, whatever is explained is just a way to take us away from the world. Or in other words, like we can also say that it's not just taking us away from the world, but our mind is filled with knowledge about the world, so we may confuse. So like we have to differentiate Brahman from the world. Anytime Brahman is spoken about, we will try to visualize Brahman with respect to our worldly knowledge. Oh, if Brahman is like this, Brahman is like that. So in order to negate all those, in order to remove such notions, Brahman is said to be nirgunam. If Brahman is nirgunam when gunas are considered, but Brahman is beyond gunas, so guna atitam. So it is by guna atita. So Amma is guna atita. Devi is said to be guna atita, nirguna, nirgunam, nirguna ainamaha, guna vivarjita. So beyond, like unaffected by gunas, without gunas, but finally it is beyond gunas. That is what is really meant. So yes, since our spectrum, like we are, our experience is with respect to the world and worldly objects, therefore such a statement is being made. So anyway, so Brahman is said to be nirvikaram. So if I have to be one with Brahman, I also have to be nirvikaram. And vikaras are changes. So changes are experienced by whom? By the Sakshi Atman. So that is the relation between the Sakshi analysis and nirvikaram analysis. So Sakshi is a witness of even vikaras, all vikaras. So when we observe the world, as Krishna says, anityam asukam lokam. So anityam, anityam means like it is constantly changing. So that's why he also says agama payinaha. It comes and goes. So it is constantly changing. So science agrees that like anything that we take up, like we may think that a rock is changeless, but a rock is not changing. Like a molecule, atoms, everything is changing inside the rock. The rock may not have sentience, but still the rock, like molecules are changing. A rock, the energy of the rock is also changing. We can convert, like, or like use that rock to give us energy. If the rock, like if we push the rock, if we like push the rock and somehow are able to trigger something, we can generate energy out of it. So if we can generate energy out of the rock, that means the rock has to undergo some change. Without any change, energy cannot automatically come out, because the rock is not a source of energy. So sun is a source of energy. So sun remaining unchanged can give energy. But that concept is also wrong, because science says sun is changing. Sun, like the more energy the sun gives, the more like we are depleting sun. Sun will vanish after a period of time. Sun is not an eternal energy. We call like solar energy as something which is eternal, or like which is, science never says it as eternal. Science says it is better than the other energies, fuel and other stuff, because fuel is depleting at a very large rate, we can say, whereas solar energy will deplete only slowly, because sun has like so many years of life, so even if we reduce it, like it will not be much. So it is only a perspective or relative vision. So the rock doesn't have, like if the rock doesn't have any energy, we cannot generate energy out of it. So the rock doesn't have energy of its own. So how come energy comes? Energy can be created like when change happens. When change happens, like when some change is happening, energy can be transformed or in a way transmitted from one thing to another thing, like with energy. So when we rub two rocks, like there is fire created. How is the fire created? There is no fire power. So that is because like change, both change and that change, mutual friction. Friction is the change there. So anything in the world is constantly changing. So all these changes are not my nature. So why like am I not these changes? Why am I the changeless or nirvikara? Changeless means I am the changeless Sakshi. So changeless, if we see anywhere like nirvikaram, immediately we can say that is Sakshi. Whenever we hear the word Sakshi, we can immediately say it is nirvikaram, because the Sakshi cannot change. And so that's why cases in court, like many cases in court, like don't go well, because witnesses often can be bribed. So witnesses are not witnesses, like they cease to be witness when they are involved in the activity. So that's the logic, like which we already discussed in Sakshi. Sakshi means it is a third person perspective, unaffected perspective. So in that case, Sakshi is always nirvikaram, changeless. If the Sakshi changes, then like whatever he is witnessing will not be there. And with respect to like the Shastras speak about sun being a Sakshi. Yata Surya Sarvalokasya Chakshu Nalipyate Chakshusher Bahya Dosheihi Ekastata Sarvabhutantaratma Nalipyate Loka Dukkena Bahya. So even as the sun is a mere witness to the activities in earth or in the world, similarly this Atman is a witness to all activities happening. So when we speak about sun being a witness, sun is not a complete witness. So sun is a witness with respect to world. So that means it's only a partial witness. We say like under these conditions, if we like mix hydrogen and oxygen, there will be water created, water generated. If we mix so much amount of water with tea powder, we'll get tea. If we mix more, like we will get something else, we won't get the right entity. So that means conditions are there. So in the world, like all worldly examples of Sakshi Bhavam is only limited, it's not complete, it's not full. So like with that limited perspective, we say that the sun is a Sakshi. So sun is a Sakshi for the world or worldly activities. So anything to do with the world, sun is a witness. So with respect, so that means like their witness with respect to the world, or for changes of the world, the sun is changeless. For the changes of the world, sun is changeless. Sun is not changeless with respect to its own changes. Sun is not changeless with respect to something else. Sun is changeless only for the world. But this Sakshi that we spoke about earlier, Sakshi is a Tatsakshinah Kadamyesyur Nityajnanasya Tetrayah. So I am just a Nityajnana. Nityajnana means I am just like, I am a Sakshi who witnesses everything. That means I am a Sakshi always. And my Sakshi always means I have to be always changeless. So that means I have to be always nirvikaram. So why? Shad vikara vatam vetha. So these vikaras, so changes, like whatever changes happen, there should be always a nitya jnanam. There should be a knower of those changes. So something changes. So the baby starts walking. the baby starts walking, like, and then nobody, like, observes it, then what is the point? Like, there's nothing at all. So that means the change of walking should be witnessed by somebody. Somebody should witness it. Somebody should see it. Seeing he there is like in a from a witness perspective. So seeing there can also be the mother. So if it becomes the mother will immediately hug the child. So that means witnesshood is lost, like when it is, when you become part of that thing. But anyway, there should be a witness. Without witness, so even when the mother is attached to the child, when the mother first sees the child walking, the mother is a witness and takes shots. She can't do that. So there is a witnesshood, like in partially when we witness something, there is a witnesshood. But the time of the witnesshood is like very limited. We immediately the ego comes into existence and we become involved with the activity. So when we listen a beautiful song, like we become a sakshi, but immediately we think, let me try singing that. So that's how it happens. So in this case, Shadvikara Vatam Vetha. So there should be a Vetha, Vetha. Veta means knower. So knower of Shadvikaram. Shadvikaram, the six changes that happen, should be there. And that Veta Nirvikaram. Veta Nirvikara Aham. Shadvikara Veta Nirvikaroham. Aham Nirvikaraha. I am Nirvikaram. Who am I? I am the knower of the Shadvikaram. So what is Shadvikaram? So birth, existence, asti, jayate, vartate, apakshayate, apakshiyate, or apakshayate, or vinashyati. So birth, existence, a normal change or growth, we can say, and then decay, disease, and then death. So all this, like, I think, like, there is no decay, it is called just change. Viparinamate means just change. So birth, existence, growth, change, and then change is also decay, like we can and disease. Disease are decreed, like apakshaya means decay or disease. So it is change that comes, like viparinamate means normal changes. So all these six are the changes of anything that we see in the world. So that's why the shastras say that samsparshasha bhoga dukkha yone evate adyantavanta kaunte adyantam. That's why adyanta vihina, many places we say that which is beyond Adi and Antam. So Adi and Antam means Janma and Nasham, or death, birth and death. So between birth and death, all the other five come. So birth, existence. So Asti Jayate we say because something exists, and then we say it comes into birth, it takes birth. Birth and existence are almost the same, like it happens simultaneously, so we cannot say like something like that. We'll come into the details later for this. So, but Janma, birth and death, like everything is included. So anything that we see in the world, any object is subject to this. So any object means it's an object for the Atman, which means the mind. The mind also takes it, like birth, it changes, it decays, at times like it has diseases, mental disorders, and then like it becomes okay. Intellect decays at sometimes, it grows up. So all those do happen. So that means everything, like from the buddhi to the manas to the indriyas to the objects of the world is changing. So for all those changing entities, I am the witness. So I have to be changeless. So any changing entity can be witnessed only by a changeless. So the sun is assumed to be changeless with respect to the activities of the world or the solar system. So solar system revolves around the sun. How can the solar system revolve around the revolving sun? So it is it's a fault, like mutual dependency. I depend on you, you depend on me. So whatever. Okay, I have to give you money, you have to give me money. Like it's like both have to give money. Where is money? There is no money. So what will happen? It's a mutual dependency. Mutual dependency, like, cannot be solved at all. So you said, I said, he said, all those like cannot be really solved. So there is a mutual dependency or cyclic dependency, we can say, which cannot be solved at all. So that's why today credit crunch and all is happening. Why? Because people don't have money, bank also don't have money, both have to help each other, both are dependent. People have to give to the bank have to give to people, in some cases people or somebody else. Bank have to give to the government has to give to the people, because the government is supposed to help the people. So unless like some rich people like Bill Gates step in, like nothing will happen. So that is what happens. Or like some people like move out of this chain with a large amount of money, like what was his name? I forgot the name. So like people like such like that stock marketing brokers who are like frauds on these schemes. So like you just come out of it, then that's it. So cyclic, like this cyclically it will always like it's always dangerous. Like it means it is a fault. It cannot really exist. So we assume the sun to be motionless, and then say like this is motionless or changeless at least. So in this case, the Atman has to be changeless if it has to experience all this. So is there anything else that can experience all this? Yeah, Ahankaram can experience, but we already explained Ahankaram is also changing. Ahankaram is also constantly changing. Today Ahankaram is one, tomorrow like today Ahankaram says like I am so and so, like I have 25, I am a 25-year-old person. Tomorrow it says 26-year-old. So it changes. So Ahankaram also changes. So for all the changes that we see in the world, there is only one changeless entity, which is the Atman. As to why not the Atman also change? Why can't Atman change? One is like the Atman doesn't change. It is beyond logic, beyond experience. And as to why the Atman cannot change, the sub-commentary Rasabhi Vinjika, like it gives the logic as the Atman is not Jadam. That which changes is Jadam. So Jadam means like insentient. Insentient here means like we don't have to think that it has consciousness. It just means something which is which takes birth and which dies. So that which takes birth and dies is a Jadam. So the Atman is not a Jadam because it is Nityam. It is pulsating. So therefore the Atman cannot change. The Atman cannot change because it is Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam or Chit doesn't change. Jadam alone changes. So for the Jadam, all the Jadam that we see as changing, there should be a changeless Chit to it. And if this is not the case, if Shadvikaravatam Veta Nirvikaroham Anyatha, if this doesn't happen, if the Atman, if there is no Nirvikara Atman, so that means here Lakshmindra says, gives the statement that for all the changes that happen, Shadvikaras happen to anything and everything, I am the Nirvikaram, Nirvikara Vastu. If this is not true, then he gives a logic as to in the second line as to what could happen, which we'll discuss in the next day. Anamshaya.